How to Leave Well Without Abruptness or Dependency. In pet-assisted chaplaincy, knowing how to leave well is just as important as knowing how to enter well. Some visits begin awkwardly but recover. Some visits begin beautifully but end poorly. And often, the ending is what people remember most. That is why a chaplain needs to learn how to leave without abruptness and without creating unhealthy dependency. Let's start with abruptness. A poor exit can feel sudden, mechanical, or emotionally jarring. The chaplain realizes the time is up, gathers the animal too quickly, says something rushed, and disappears. That kind of exit can make a warm, meaningful moment feel cut off. But the opposite problem is also real. Some chaplains stay too long. They sense the interaction is going well, so they keep extending it. The person keeps talking. The animal keeps receiving attention. The moment feels tender. And because it feels tender, the chaplain delays the ending. That can be a mistake. A good visit should usually end while it is still strong. If you stay until the person is tired, the animal is restless, or the emotional tone becomes clingy, the quality of the encounter often drops. This is especially important in pet-assisted chaplaincy because the animal can accelerate emotional bonding. A lonely person may begin attaching quickly, not only to the animal, but to the whole experience of the visit. If the chaplain is not wise, that warmth can slide into dependency. Dependency is not the goal of ministry. The goal is care, encouragement, dignity, and appropriate connection. So, how do you leave well? First, notice the right time. Is the person getting tired? Is the animal beginning to lose steadiness? Has the conversation reached a natural resting point? Has enough happened for this visit? If the answer is yes, begin the closing gently. Second, name the ending without drama. You do not have to act as if something tragic is happening. A simple, warm transition often works best. You might say something like, "It has been good to spend this time with you," or, "We are going to head out now, but I am glad we came." Third, keep the animal under calm structure during the exit. Do not let the closing become chaotic because the animal suddenly gets excited, pulls away, or creates distraction. A good exit carries the same steadiness as a good entry. Fourth, leave hope without making promises you should not make. Be careful here. Do not create emotional dependence by saying things you may not be able to follow through on. Do not imply constant access. Do not make the person feel that their stability depends on your next visit. You can be warm without becoming overcommitted. Fifth, if prayer, blessing, or a simple word of peace fits the moment, the ending may be a natural place for it. But again, keep it proportionate. Not every exit needs a dramatic spiritual climax. Sometimes a calm goodbye is the wisest ministry ending. A strong exit leaves the person with dignity. It leaves the room with peace. And it leaves the relationship within healthy boundaries. This matters for the animal too. If visits are dragged out too long, the animal may become tired, restless, or overstimulated right at the end. Then what could have been a good closing turns messy. A wise chaplain notices that and leaves before the encounter begins to fray. So remember this, do not end too suddenly. Do not stay too long. Do not create dependency. Do not let the exit lose its order. A good exit says, "This visit mattered. This moment was real. And it can end with peace." That is part of what makes pet-assisted chaplaincy steady, credible, and humane.